The number of coronavirus cases is on the rise in Jamaica. They're now at 15 there, while there are 4 in Trinidad. And while there are no cases reported here in Barbados just yet, this country is moving to deal with the economic fallout of the virus. It is talking with the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, to get further support to cushion the impact of all the money we are losing in the vital tourism industry. This at a time when there are warnings of a world recession as a result of the virus. Those fears have led to sharp falls on European markets, despite action by central banks.
The measures themselves are unprecedented since the global financial crisis, but the response from investors has been abysmal. They're just not buying it. Investors simply don't believe that the weapons these banks have, injecting more money into the economy, lowering interest rates, they don't believe that that will be enough to support economic growth or the stock market in the face of a global recession because of the impact of the coronavirus as it spreads throughout the world.
Major European airlines are planning deep cuts because of the coronavirus outbreak. The group that owns British Airways and Iberia is slashing 3/4 of its flight capacity over the next couple of months. It carries more than 100 million passengers a year. EasyJet, Europe's 4th biggest airline, has said it could ground the majority of its fleet. The Air France KLM group will also cut capacity by up to 90% over the next 2 months.
And in the United States?
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is advising that gatherings of 50 or more people should be canceled or delayed for at least 8 weeks. The CDC says this includes conferences, festivals, parades, concerts, sporting events, weddings, and more. The CDC says that this isn't just up to organizations, but individual people, too. Vice President Mike Pence says more Americans will have access to coronavirus testing in the coming days with the rollout of a new public-private partnership. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports about 2,000 laboratories across the country have the capacity to process tests.
The administration's top infectious disease expert, Anthony Fauci, says the U.S. is moving into a new phase of testing, making it possible to do thousands of coronavirus tests. Fauci says Americans should hunker down to prevent the spread of this contagious virus.
Schools in multiple states are closed today in an effort to slow down the spread of the new coronavirus.
Parents and other caregivers around the country will be working from home or making alternative arrangements for children whose schools are closed in the coming weeks. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam told reporters some students will have access to online learning.
It's certainly not going to be mandatory. It'll just be able to help them stay up with their schedule. But obviously there's some households that don't have availability of the internet.
Governors in several other states, including West Virginia and North Carolina, have ordered schools shut down into late March. In Wisconsin, schools canceled at least through April 6th. The Centers for Disease Control has issued guidance saying that longer-term school closures of at least 8 weeks may be more effective than canceling class for just a couple of weeks.
Stock futures on Wall Street are grim. Dow Jones futures project the blue chip average will drop by 1,000 points at the opening bell. This comes after a dramatic move by the Federal Reserve on Sunday to cut interest rates close to zero. It's an effort to fend off the financial effect of the coronavirus. 2 Chinese cities are now mandating that all travelers entering from abroad must spend 2 weeks in a centralized quarantine ward at their own expense. NPR's Emily Fang reports that the newest travel restrictions in China are meant to prevent new infections from being brought in from abroad.
Starting today, international travelers landing in the cities of Beijing and Sanya on the Chinese island province of Hainan will be immediately transferred to a centralized facility, usually a hotel, for 14 days of medical observation. The announcement comes as new cases of the coronavirus continue to fall across China. But as cases rise elsewhere, authorities in China are now worried about so-called imported cases of the virus from travelers coming from affected areas. 12 out of the 41 new cases reported on Sunday were imported cases. An example of one of these cases went viral last week when a Chinese family of 3 flew from Los Angeles to Beijing after trying unsuccessfully 3 times to get tested in the U.S.
This has been Sajikor's Early Business.